And welcome back to the second hour of the World Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen, we have talked about witches, and we've talked about herbs, and we've talked about our cookers. What did you guys want to talk about next? Are we actually going to talk about gardening or what?
Well, I do want to say, I think you better get on that gazebo thing before your wife starts to lose interest in you. You know, that can happen. You know, the honeymoon thing, it can fade away if you're not careful.
Well, my friend Dan Sutterfield, who you've heard mentioned here on RBN many times, has volunteered to bring his backhoe over so we can get the ground leveled out and all that, get it staked out, get the exact measurements, which Dan is still waiting on, Lori. His profession was building those dome homes.
I recall.
Yeah,
this could actually be mildly similar, you know, from at least from the base.
Well, he knows concrete. He knows what mix we need. He knows how deep we need to go. He's got laser levels and all that. So we're going to do it right. And if it wasn't for Dan, I could never afford to do this. Believe me. You know, it would be way out of my price range. But the deal we've got is I pay for fuel. So
yeah, well
I think I can live with that.
Maybe you better get on it before he loses interest in that. You don't want to let that bird out of your hand.
Oh, I agree. But anyway, that's where we're at. Hopefully, I'm looking at this spring after the ground thaws out. And hopefully we can save up enough money for the concrete. That's what it amounts to.
I just paged backwards to March and put a note in here for the March show that you and Lori are going to be building that. And I'm going to bring that up because I know that you're going to conveniently forget that. So I'm not going to let that happen. That's right. I'm going to stay on you like a tick on a dog.
Okay, do it. Help me.
Yeah, well.
Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, oh, brother. Yeah. I'll send you a buck. So the Hawks Tools people have a video up, and it says, we need help with this, and they've got some strange-looking little football onions. He's talking, this guy Greg is talking to, I'll be dipped if I can remember the other dude's name. Is it Trevor? Is it Travis? I can't remember. But they're holding up these little onions, and they can't figure out what it is. So I was calling to talk to them about another subject, but I remembered the video, and so I said, and turns out the gal that answers the phone down there, I believe, is Greg's wife. This is a fairly small operation. Well, I'm telling you, if she's the one doing the shipping, she is a rocket. She is and I've mentioned this before, but they're every bit as efficient as Amazon.
Cool.
But these onions, the reason I'm bringing this up, of course, is because this is a great prepper thing, just an any old person thing. He said, and I'm doing this from memory because it's been a couple weeks, that his grandma called those onions walking onions, but he didn't know why. Well, I do, and I called up to tell them that I believed that what he was playing with was an Egyptian walking onion, and so she went and looked me up in the system and said, oh, yeah, I see you here, and I'm going to tell Greg. And so I don't know where that is right now, but here's the deal. An Egyptian walking onion is maybe as big as your thumb, and it's football shape, little things. But what they do is they grow a typical allium-type flower, the same kind of a spiky flower that you would. It looks like, what does it look like? It looks like fireworks exploded. You know that thing where a thing goes up and then explodes in every single direction? That's what an allium, that's what a garlic flower looks like, that's what an onion flower looks like. They're all related, they're all alliums, and that's what they look like. This does the same thing, except that on the top, and of course this stem is a big hollow green thing, and it can be 2-3 feet tall. It will start top setting, and for those of you who don't know what that means, there are things called top set garlic, and there are also things called top set onions. This thing starts putting little onions. They're actually called
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the nomenclature.
I do. It'll come to me in a second. That's what I get for. But it grows these little acorn-type things up there, and they are actually edible, and they're about the size of a marble. But what actually happens, the reason they call these things walking onions, is because late in the season, like all onions, that stem gets weak at the bottom, and it falls over.
Falls over,
when these little bulbils, it's a bulbil, B-U-L-B-I-L, the bulbils, when these bulbils, see, I knew it would come in, when this thing reaches down and touches the ground, those roots, okay, and it starts all over again, so that's how they walk. They walk 2-3 feet at a time, and if you put these in, preppers, you will always have onions at your disposal. Also, the younger ones, excellent green onions. If you just take the tops off, it doesn't kill the bulb or anything. But, you know, if you want green onions when they're coming up, you just cut some with the scissors, and there's your green onions. But also going to be another great time of the year while you're putting in garlics and shallots and elephant garlic. This would be a wonderful time for you to lay your hands on some stock, and I apologize, I don't know where it is yet, but I will find it, of some Egyptian walking on, and they're beautiful. It is a, I bought some years, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I bought some in a pot because it was so bizarre looking. And I bought that and papyrus from the same guy. It was really very strange. It was a very strange guy. But it was beautiful. And they eventually died, and I didn't know what they were. He told me they were an Egyptian walking onion. Of course, I had no clue why or what. I didn't care. It just looked cool. So, but the thing is, from a prepper point of view, if you find a spot in your yard or something like that where you can put these down and let them expand, you know, in a grid-down situation, you will always at least have, hopefully, at least salt and onions and pepper, you know, if nothing else. To that end, you know, this year in my garden, like every year, I'm growing the usuals, although the basil, none of it died, none of it lived, it all died, and I will get to that in just a second, because I think there's a reason for it, and I think I know what it is now, but I am growing things like thyme, sage, parsley, that is parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme in the same bed, and by the way, that song is stolen. It is an old song called I'll Be Your Water. Okay, so, Paul, I know you made about $100 million off that, and I'm not happy with you for that. I've also got, you know, lots of other things in there. One of the things I'm growing for the first time is tarragon, and I see here a bundle of it that's a very pretty plant, little yellow flowers. But also, I don't use it a lot, but, you know, sometimes if I'm making a stew, it just seems to be missing a little something. You know, yes, it tastes like potatoes. It tastes like meat. Salt's right. The pepper's right. The sugar content is correct. I've got everything right, but it's just missing something. Just a little tiny sprig of tarragon. It's almost, you can also use nutmeg in there, which also becomes that element that no one can identify that everyone likes. And sometimes, you know, you just want that. So I've got a bunch of it here drying, but I will, trust me when I say, now, tarragon is Mexican tarragon. Tarragon does not live in these climates over winter and won't. The thyme will, the sage will, the rosemary has to come in, but the tarragon will all just turn to mush, black mush. So I will get the whole 9 yards out of there, and I will dry it, and I will save that, and that way we won't have to buy any of that. Egyptian walking onions, when I come across a source, I will make absolutely certain you know about it. Before we get into the growing degree day thing, I want to, for Ms. Morrison and for anybody else not living on a homestead type situation, there is a Curtis Stone video which I came across yesterday. I almost fell off my chair because he is at a place in Arizona called Steadfast Farm, which is a it's an urban garden right in the middle of some town in Arizona, and I do forget. I don't think it's Tempe. Maybe it is Tempe. But the but they've got a microgreen set up, and he's making $1,000 a week in a room that's 12 by 12. Okay?
Wow.
That, I know it. That is ridiculous. And he's doing exactly what I said to do 2 weeks ago. He's got those chrome roll-around racks that you can get anywhere, Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, it doesn't matter. They're all going to be $90, $100, something like that. They took just cheap $15, $20 fluorescent lights and chained one to the bottom of each shelf, and on each shelf fits four flats. Now, there is something interesting in there. He found available these, I think it's Botanicare. They produce a large, shallow plastic tub that these microgreen flats, these regular 10 by 20 flats, fit down into. And what they're doing, so they don't get the floor all wet, is they're just bottom watering. In other words, they're taking and putting the flat inside this what looks like a giant flat, and they're simply pouring water into the flat, and it's coming up from the bottom of the flat. They're pouring it in the tub, and it's just coming up. So you don't have the humidity problems that you do, inherent when you're spraying things. So you're not going to have necessarily a mold or fungus problem. You also don't have any mess on the floor. So if you're doing this, like in your basement or somewhere in your house, you also do not have the issue of getting everything all wet. So it really is kind of a win-win. The purchase of those tubs, once again, I didn't look to see what the source was. I think you can probably get them off Amazon, and I don't know how much they are. But there would be one per shelf. So technically you would need four of those if you wanted to do it that way, and that's probably a very good way to do it. You'll only have to buy those one time. But you know, to that end, right now I sent my wife to school yesterday we bought these clam shells, these things like you get at a restaurant or someone you bring food home. They're about 4 inches by 9 inches, and they close and snap. Just like this. Like that. And since you can't have visual, you can have audio. and I sent her to school with a dozen sprouts, a dozen packages of sprouts, radish and sunflower shoots. Now, to that end, I will say this. I now have going and will be ready this week sometime. Two more flats of sun shoots, one of radish. I bought 3 pounds of alfalfa seeds from Todd's Seed, and that stuff, I've got two flats of alfalfa. Now, you know, anybody who's like a health food fanatic knows that in stores, and I think I might have mentioned this last week, alfalfa, any alfalfa or alfalfa pills or any kind of alfalfa is really pricey. So I got that going on. The other thing I did was I was in a Mideastern store, and they are good for something. Yesterday I bought 5 pounds of goat and some naan, N-A-A-N, which is flatbread, and that'll be for dinner. I do love goat.
It's good as deer is.
Meat in the world, but what's that again?
I said it's just as good as deer. Almost the same animal, really.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Very similar. Well, yeah, it's got a little more fat on them, though. This goat looked a bit fatty, but, you know, that's probably a good thing in some situations. Yeah. Oh, fattest flavor, they say. But, you know, what they do have is the biggest bundles of spices as cheap as you can possibly imagine. I guess, really, it would be for the restaurant crowd or anybody cooking for giant groups of people, you know, like Muslim families or something. But they do have also huge quantities of different kinds of bizarre beans. Things, I bought whole mung beans, 2 4-pound packages a couple of years ago, and I threw them in the freezer, always thinking perhaps one day I would sprout them. Well, I did. And you ought to see these flats of mung beans. I put the mung beans, I soaked them for a day, and when I came back, even though they were 2 years old and been in the freezer, they were actually beginning to sprout. They actually had the little white nose sticking out of them like a bean would.
Right.
They are a bean. They're a mung bean. So I went ahead and put them on the flats, put them right on top of the dirt and stacked them up. And lo and behold, you know, it's as thick as grass and it's cheap. I think it was, I think a 4-pound package is like $3. That to me is really cheap. And I don't have any idea, you know, how many flats of mung beans I can do with that. But I will send those to school as well for the teachers. But, you know, you have bean sprouts, which has a different nutrition profile than like the sunshoots, you know, because beans are a complex carb. So you're getting,
right.
you know, you're getting a whole different nutritional value in there. But while I was there, I thought, well, if that worked, while I was there yesterday, I also picked up a couple of 5-pound bags of whole lentils, which is another form of a bean, and I will be soaking those, and I will try that. I was near that store on a personal note because I was dropping off a 6-foot-high witch that is motion activated for my granddaughter. I'll send you a video. I set it up in the living room, and the kids couldn't go in there for the whole rest of the day. It was every time you walk past it. It was in my garage for a couple of days. Every time you walk past it, it screams in your ear and says something like, "You want a kiss?" or something. It's just it's terrible. I thought they might be terrified, and they are. So, you know, to that extent, I really got my money's worth. I meant to scare the snot out of them, and I didn't. So, you know, big success there. But she lives, yeah, the Mideastern store is down in that general neighborhood, so I was able to grab all this good, cheap food. But I will try and sprout the lentils, and I will let you know how that goes. In the meantime, all you guys and Ms. Morrison, there is the video name is very short. It's called Lean, Cheap. You have your pencil out. Lean, Cheap, and DIY Microgreens. It is a Curtis Stone, one of my favorite market gardeners, Curtis Stone video. Also, if I may opine, and we're going to talk about this in a second, assuming we don't run out of time, with the advent of this grand solar minimum and the food shortages which appear to be happening, for example, why would I say that? I will say that because there's a county in Colorado right now who this year came up 43 or 47% short on growing degree days. Ohio and Indiana are 20% off their norm. There are, hold on, I will tell you, 5,200 zip codes that could grow corn in 2018 that can no longer grow corn because there aren't enough growing degree days. So, yes, why do I say this? Oh, because the sky is falling. No, it's not right. I'm saying this because it's true, because you can't hide this. You can't hide this fact.
Right.
A growing
hey,
degree
Rick,
day is
calculated
this way.
Hang on, we got a break, buddy, and I know you can't hear the music.
No, I can't.
But I know. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, you were talking before the break.
Well, it's true, which I, during the week, never do. I mean, you know, that's people think I'm angry all week, and they can't pry a word out of me, especially before noon. But I was talking. It's an anomaly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of got stuck on the thing for your daughter, your granddaughter, you know. So, and I know you said something after that. So,
I got the video. I'll send you the video. It's gonna blow your mind. I'll do it during the next break.
Okay.
Yeah, the video was worth the cost of the witch. So I was talking kind of about Curtis Stone, and this is once again I'm speaking in stereo as usual, which always kind of traumatized me. We're talking about Curtis Stone, the market gardener, the urban farmer, microgreens, and the grand solar minimum growing degree day shortage that we're having, which will result in food shortages. Canada is right now experiencing huge crop failures. Of course, we know about the U.S. We've got issues that came from the floods this spring. But what I want to say about, and I guess I said this several times, but now I want to put a kind of an exclamation point or an asterisk behind it. What is so important about somebody like Curtis Stone is he used to spend all of his time growing a bunch of food in a small area and then putting it in his van and taking it to the local supermarkets and the local restaurants. And this is what the man did for a living. But I don't really think that was his calling. I really do believe to teach was really what he loves. And so he is, his garden still exists, but I think it's basically being manned by a couple of employees. Well, he spends most of his time teaching his craft, which I think is where he needs to be. I think that's his passion, and he's really, really good at it. But what is important about what he's doing is that if any of what we're talking about here is true, and if it comes to fruition, as I believe it has to, then, you know, if you're going to have some food issues at some point, I think, being able to garden, being able to grow your own food, to any degree is very, very important. And if you're having issues, there's no one on this planet that can keep you from sprouting a seed. Basically that's God's invention. A seed's going to sprout. I mean, if you give a seed a place to lay and some water, it's going to sprout. It's not like, well, I don't have a green thumb. You don't need a green thumb for this. So this little video I want to recommend is called Lean Cheap DIY Microgreens, and it's a Curtis Stone thing. Take a look at that. He's using the same setup that I have with the roll around wrap. If you can have one rack, you can have two. If you have two, you can have four. So there's really no general limit to how many of these roll-around racks. They only take up 8 square feet. The footprint is 8 feet. They're on wheels. You can move them around. You know, you can move them over to a sunny window during the day. You can use, which in that case, you really don't even need lights. But in any case, so moving along, let's talk about this growing degree day thing. This is a situation where a growing degree day, if I understand this correctly, is calculated like this. You take the high for the day and the low for the day, and you add them together. You divide them by 2, and then you subtract the base temperature, and your base temperature will be given to you by a website, which I will give you, and it's going to be a number like 50, okay?
Right.
So let's say you've got a low for the day 70, a high 90. You add those together, and that's 20. Okay, I'm kidding. You get, 160? Divide it in half, you get 80, and then you subtract your base temperature, let's say it's 50, and then so your answer is 30. And then you average that, you go back a couple years and you average those all together, and then you get an average, you get a value for your day. Okay. Now it takes so many growing degree days to bring any crop to fruition. For example, corn takes 800 to 2700 growing degree days in order to get a crop out of the field. A butterfly bush, this is fascinating to me, 550 to 650 growing degrees days before growing day degrees, maybe it is, before it'll flower. Dried beans, 11 to 1300. Barley, 153. Obviously a cold weather thing. Wheat, also quite low because you got winter wheat, so you're 150 to 180. Oats, 1500 to 1750. Yeah, so there are going to be a lot of places that aren't going to be able to grow oats.
Okay, Rick, we got a break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, right, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep.
sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, go ahead. You were in mid-thought when we had to get a break.
Yeah, let me kind of wrap this part up because I don't know if it's very exciting, but I think it's pertinent. There are, like I said, 5,200 zip codes now that can't grow corn this year. There's 1,800 zip codes also that can't finish up oats. Taos, for example, if you look here, I'll give you the website and you can look for yourself, but Taos, New Mexico, 47% loss of growing degree days this year. Some areas of Colorado, they're around 40%, 43% off of their growing degree days. The thing is, and then of course you've got like Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, we're all off around 20%, which I think is why I'm having a fit with basil and eggplant. I couldn't figure out why, for the first time in my life, I wasn't able to grow basil, and why, for the first time ever, I wasn't being plagued with too much eggplant. My eggplants are just now looking like they're in the mood to begin producing. I planted them three times. They died twice. I'm on my third planting. Now, they're just now getting around to looking like they think they might produce something, and we're getting to the end of the season here. It's actually cooling off, so I'm beginning to think I'm not going to get eggplant, but I can live without it, I suppose. But what will happen here is that agriculture, it doesn't matter how they spin it, ag isn't going to be able to cover this up because, you know, if you can't get crops in and out of the field, it's going to result in a food shortage of some sort or another. To that end, Trump has granted, I think it's, is it 30 small refineries biofuel exemptions? And we all know that, you know, other administrations, other idiots, forcing these refineries to use a certain amount of corn to make,
right.
To make what? What do they call that stuff?
Ethanol, buddy.
Thank you, ethanol. So he's granting these exemptions most likely for two reasons. One is so that, you know, we can stop pulling corn, which it looks like we're going to come up short on, you know, into a ridiculous endeavor that actually was never intelligent in the first place. But they will tell you that this is all about global warming and all of this. That's what they're going to say, and it's nothing of the sort. This is the grand solar minimum, which has the only, every state in this union has been colder than normal this year, with the exception of Florida, which was a break-even deal, and Alaska was actually warmer than normal. So that's probably where I'm going to leave that. But except for this, you might want to jot this down. It is Ice Age Farmer. What did I do with it? IceAgeFarmer.com. Ice Age, just run it all together. IceAgeFarmer.com/GDD, Growing Degree Day. You can type in your own zip code or your state or whatever you want to into the box, and it will show you how short you are at this point
right.
in percentiles, how much you come up short this year on your growing degree days. So if you get a package of seeds, like let's say lettuce, which will say 55 days to maturity, DTM, if you're short 20% on your degree days, it should technically take about 20% longer than 55. So you're going to need about another 10 days to get that crop in and out, I think. Yeah, that'd be right. So another 10 days to get your lettuce in and out. I had been experiencing that all over with all my beds. I couldn't really quite put my finger on what was going on because it's not something that's you can really see or feel, but yet it,
right.
yet it's there. So go in there, type up your zip code and see what you think about this, and you know, let us in on your thoughts. That would be interesting.
You know, Rick, I've been sort of, as you know, as our listeners know, you and Lori know, I've been following this short crop that, you know, due to the flooding. What I find interesting is the mainstream media is calling us conspiracy theorists, but
oh, yeah.
I'm getting my information straight from the Department of Agriculture.
Right.
So
right.
who's lying? You know,
well, yeah, they know. Well, like we were joking about at the beginning of the show, when Lori said, do your own homework, and I said, don't bother, I'll do it for you. They're counting on people not looking into it for themselves. So they'll just tell you, they know you're not going to go to the Department of Agriculture. You know, you'll just believe whatever idiot they trot out in the news. And I hate to
right.
say it, but Fox is really not much better than the rest of them. You know, that's all bought. They're selling advertising, so they're not really telling you, you know, the truth per se. Yeah, well, that's, once again, you know. And then if you do your own homework, you're a raging maniac. You need a tinfoil hat. You're a conspiracy theorist.
Right. Yeah, that's the way they're treating anybody that's aware. The next thing I'm looking for, you know, they already slam preppers, but the next thing I'm looking for is anybody that remotely promotes self-sufficiency is going to be labeled a nut. You know, that's what I see next. And
well, they did burn,
I don't care
they did
what they
burn
say.
Witches.
Yeah. You know, I don't care what they say. You know, just
oh,
like
no,
this gun.
No. Well, Well, yeah. You know, it's funny. My wife's grandparents were run out of Poland for teaching kids to read. They had to hide books in the floorboards so that when the Russians and everybody came through doing house to house inspections, hell, if they found you with a book, you were dead.
Yeah. You know, I hope that never happens here, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's right. Who? I guess they never thought it would happen in Poland, but it did.
Well, so, you know, they didn't think it would happen there.
No, probably not. But you know, you have this new world, and then once again, we're basically talking up a pipe. But you have the New World Order, who's basically had these plans in place for over 100 years. You know, that basically have been going nation by nation, doing things like controlling food, disarming populations, and turning them into big nanny states. And then they have, you know, they will allow you to learn whatever you can learn, whatever they want you to learn. And then now you've got China popping out with the social credit score, which I think, as you mentioned, we're looking at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to teach somebody to garden, your social credit score is going to be like non-existent.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody thinks it can't come here, but the powers that be, and I'm not saying the government, I'm saying the corporate government is smart. They're implementing these things very, very slowly. You know, the frog in the pot of boiling water scenario, and it's very effective. You know, just look, if you look at since the 1960s or 70s, all the things we can't do now that we could do then, you know, example, the guy collecting rainwater in Colorado. In the 1970s, that law that prevents him from doing that would have never, ever been considered. You know, not that it's a bad thing, but I don't think we need to be an anti-state, the car seat deal. When you and I were kids, Rick and Lori, we never dreamed of car seats, much less seat belts.
I still got the scar to prove it.
Yeah, I do too, actually. You know, but we don't need the nanny state. It's up to the parents to decide what's best for their kids. You know, there's just so many things. You know, when I was a kid, I got sent out, I'd say twice a week with my .22 rifle. I'd 8, 9 years old, climb up in the mangrove trees and shoot mullet with a .22 rifle for supper, you know, because they were swimming so shallow. Now they would put, you know, if I did that now at 8 years old, they'd put my parents and me under the jail. You know, but back then, that's just the way you live. So many of our freedoms have been taken away slowly. You know, I never heard of a saltwater fishing license, you know, when I was a kid. You didn't need one. It was the ocean. And now I'm going on this trip with my son the end of the month, and we have to put apps on our phone where we can take a picture of the fish and compare it with AI to make sure we're getting the right thing at the right size, or we can go to jail and have the boat and truck and all that seized. You know, it's just ridiculous. So
yeah,
they've done
weird.
All this. My thing is, my point is, they have brought all this in incrementally, slowly, and quietly, and everybody's come to accept it.
Right.
And
like somebody said, and they were very right, the left does not have a goal line. Every time they reach the goal line, they simply move it back and they begin again. They never, ever quit. They never stop. They won't knock this off until you are living, and I know I'm going to take heat for this, but they're not going to quit until you're living the Hunger Games. That's what they want. I don't think the guy who wrote the Hunger Games was trying at all. I think he just took a look around and said, this is what's about to happen. I'm going to make a movie. And look, everybody's like, oh, that's so sci-fi. Oh, no, it isn't. It's a reality series.
I agree. You know, maybe some of the hype, you know, the hairdos, the clothes, maybe some of that's not real. But the conditions in the movie that were portrayed, where people were scraping for food and breaking the law to get it,
right?
You know, to me, I can see that as very real.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can sort of feel it when you got to take a picture of a fish and send it in. I mean, that's pretty abusive. I mean, is that really, you know, if you would have said that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they would have said, don't be ridiculous in the first place. You know, there's no device that can do that. And secondly, who the hell would care? Well,
right.
Now we see that there is a device and they do care. So,
well, I think that particular thing only applies to Red Snapper. But who ever heard of a season on Red Snapper? You know, you know, this is crazy. And the problem is people going fishing, the Red Snapper have gotten so overpopulated on the Gulf Coast, that's all they can catch. And they got to throw them back, except during a certain season, and they got to be a certain size, you know.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, but that's some excellent eating right there.
It is. But, you know, they have a one-month season on Snapper, from what I understand there in Alabama where we're going.
Isn't it October?
I think it's July is the season, I believe.
Oh, you're kidding. It's over? Oh, my God.
It's over. We won't be able to catch one when we go down there.
Well, Spanish mackerel, if caught and cooked quickly, are really good. And they're plentiful. Yeah. Well, I will say this, interestingly enough, not to change the subject at all, but yeah, I think, with this kind of thing, and to that end, I want to say, you know, now that we've exposed the dark side of life, you have to remember, you know, that you've still got a lot of good things, and you need to be grateful for those, and you need to list them and tell God thanks. Remember to have some fun. I mean, you can still have a lot of fun gardening. You can still have a lot of fun doing Lord only knows whatever. But going fishing with your son, you know, there's
right.
a lot of great things you can be doing. I played banjo for years. I can almost still play Foggy Mountain Breakdown, but not quite. But by far and away, the best video I've ever seen is called Earl Scruggs and Friends. You're playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown. They have Steve Martin on banjo, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Vince Gill on guitar, Paul Martin, not that I care, but Paul Martin playing the piano, Marty Stewart on his mandolin, of course, and a whole host of other brilliant country stars there. Jerry Douglas. The world's best flat-top dobro player, bar none. It's impossible to match this man on flat-top, on dobro, flat-top. And, you know, I watched that, and I'm like, it's so much fun to watch. You actually kind of forget, you know, that there's anything wrong anywhere. And I just want to, you know, so I'm saying, you know, for God's sakes, you know, take some time to have a little fun. Don't fixate on this kind of thing. Learn some skills. Learn some skills. Learn the garden. Work your way around these things. There's a workaround for almost everything. Even during the Hunger Games, they were still hunting birds and rabbits. So, you know, you don't have to pay attention to the law.
Yeah, but they were doing so illegally, Rick.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that was my point.
Well, So on November the 2nd, you can always go and vote. I don't know if it will do you any good, but you could.
Yeah. Well, folks, I'll tell you, not voting in the next election would be a mistake because the Democrats are, again, I believe, going to try to cheat. We've all heard, it won't be allowed this time. Well, they'll just figure out a new way to do it.
Right, of course.
You know, it's going to happen. But, you know, I don't like Trump as a person. I believe that he is working with the bankers. Maybe he has no choice. Maybe his family's been threatened. But the bottom line is, he is better than any of the alternatives. You know, and we know what's going to happen. They've already, you know, we look at that Beto guy, Francis O'Rourke. You know, he wants to take everybody's guns away.
Of course.
Great time, guys.
Yep, it is. All right, folks, we didn't have any calls today, but we don't have any time to take them now. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Guys, we have a few minutes left for any closing comments. Rick, you want to go first?
Well, yeah, hopefully we don't have anything to say. Of course, I will say this, for reasons unknown while we're on the air, the system won't let me send you the video, so we'll have to do that. That is to say, of my grandchildren trying to escape a witch. I have to do it after the show. Yeah, but no, I mean, I feel like I've said everything that I need to say.
Okay. Well, Laurie, the only comment I want to make to the folks is, if you believe in prayer and the power of prayer, please pray for those people in the Bahamas. My God, I've never seen such destruction, and I've lived through many hurricanes. Things are bad. People are still dying. So if you can find it in your heart, offer a prayer for those folks. And that's about all I got, Lori. Go ahead.
I just want to say, next week I promise everybody I'll be more alert. I'm just really wiped helping with this wedding that's going on this evening. But other than that, I hope everybody has a safe weekend. Remember our military. Remember the elderly, the homeless, and definitely those that have been through the disaster of the hurricane down in the Bahamas and Grand Islands and all. Keep them in your prayers, and any help that you might be able to do, please try to do. And also remember to, if you can afford to, help support RBN. And also a thank you to our sponsor, Extendivite.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, folks, this thing that RBN is offering, start with, isn't going to last long, but I know Dan Sutterfield. My son took a look at the various training courses there at Front Sight. And, you know, he's a combat veteran, dozens of confirmed kills. And he even saw stuff he was interested in, so he joined Front Sight. So if he did it, you know, I mean, he's been there, done that, has the patent on the T-shirt. If he did it, maybe you ought to consider doing it. $500 for a $25,000 valued membership. You know, even if you're well trained, I think you could probably learn something from there. So you ought to seriously take a look at it. This offer, I don't remember the date, but I'm pretty sure it's this month this offer goes away. So you might really want to take a look at that. And also, if you want to feel better, folks, take a look at Extendivite. There's a link on ruralsurvival.show straight to it. I use the stuff daily. Lori uses it. Rick uses it. And it does make a difference. So you might want to seriously take a look at that. Also, other thing is situational awareness. Be aware of what's going on in the country. Be aware of what's going on in your community. Things are fixing to change, folks. All right, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody has a fantastic week. And may God rest the souls of Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee, and God bless the United States of America. Goodbye, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.